Visiting Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said globalization and free trade had contributed to human development and prosperity.
人们之所以能够有更多的选择。
Thanks to globalization and trade liberalization, people have more choices available and all countries can bring out their own comparative advantages. Although people may confront all sorts of obstacles during the process, their wisdom and ability can help bring them useful solutions. What we need to do now is to cement our confidence.
On Friday, China and Australia signed new deals to expand their bilateral free trade agreement.China has agreed to remove the restriction on beef imports from Australia, allowing all eligible frozen beef businesses in the country to enter China's market. Australia is the first country to be granted such market access. Premier Li Keqiang and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull oversaw the signing of the two bilateral agreements.The two leaders have also witnessed the signing of a memorandum of understanding in connection with a possible $4.6 billion investment project sponsored by a Chinese state-owned construction firm. The Chinese premier has also commented on the benefits of the new deals.
同时，我们应该开辟新的领域。
At the same time, we're exploring new areas. We want to take our trade to greater prosperity, and through this prosperity brought by our FTA.We want to show our region and the world that free trade will deliver benefits to all human beings.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has said trade protectionism could only dig the low growth trap deeper rather than deliver solutions, and that both countries are ready to work together to further open markets to each other.
Now, we know that the cooperation between China and Australia showcases to the region and the world.Our determination to defend trade liberalisation and advocate the benefits of free trade. But we must, as President Xi has reminded us, Hangzhou last year, Davos this year, we have to make the case for trade. That's why we have to remind our communities that trade creates jobs. It enables businesses to do more, to export more, to invest more. All of that opens up enormous opportunities.
Turnbull has also praised China's economic progress to highlight the importance of trade.
Our dynamic economic partnership is proof that trade and investment liberalisation is the clear path to economic security and prosperity. Over the past 30 years, as Australia and China both undertook reforms to open our economies to the global markets, our living standards have risen, and in China, of course, the transformationis probably the most dramatic economic progress in the history of the world. Hundreds of millions of people lifted out of poverty in a generation. Liberalisation has driven productivities, created jobs, raised incomes and lowered prices.
China is Australia's largest trading partner. A free trade agreement between the two countries took effect in December 2015.During his time in Sydney, the second leg of his ongoing official visit to Australia, Premier Li also attended the 6th Australia-China CEO Roundtable meeting and the 2nd Australia-China State Provincial Leaders Forum. The Chinese Premier has called on more Australian states and territories to strengthen exchanges and cooperation with China's central and western regions so as to benefit from China's development drive of the western region.He is set to pay a visit to New Zealand after wrapping up his tour to Australia. For CRI, this is Fu Yu.